Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this Thursday, Ed North likes to call this day
Friday, babe.
As we get ready for more baseball tonight, more college football, and week seven of the National Football League season begins tonight.
Yeah. Wow.
In the Geriatric Bowl, the Icy Hot Bowl, whatever you want to call it, Joe Flacco versus Aaron Rodgers. Lots more criticism been handed out to the Cincinnati Bengals. Not the Bengals, the Browns.
For trading within the division.
For trading within the division. The Bengals aren't getting the criticism. The Browns are for giving a team in the division what they need, what they felt they needed.
It's Joe Flacco. Stop it. It's Joe Flacco. Like, do whatever suits your team best. This is why I think it's hilarious. If you got the best offer from them... And you're not, like, they want to look at their young quarterbacks, don't they?
They weren't going to start them again.
So
they got a pick for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wah. The Steelers are upset. They got Flacco. Yeah, they got a 40-some-year-old. So do you. Big deal. Get over it. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was surprised Mike Tomlin was so...
animated about it?
So vocal about
was
it
he really?
In general. Yeah, he was.
I missed it. What did he say?
He said, who's the GM?
Andrew Berry.
He said, Andrew Berry knows a lot more about football than I do, I guess, because there's no way in the world I would have traded in the division to give a team what they needed. He said that.
I mean.
He was vocal about
it. But it's two teams that have different visions of how their season's going to go. So what does it matter? It's not like you're going to, are you going to see Flacco next year? No.
Well, Flacco accused him of playing mind games. However, he started other people talking about it. And I mean, so you can say Mike Tomlin, maybe that's not his really a real opinion. He's just playing mind games. But others have spoken out about or against it after that as well.
Yeah,
but I'm with you. It's Joe Flacco.
But I mean, you're doing what's best for you.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to call up the coach in the middle of the game saying, hey, man, what are you guys running the football for? We need you to win this game.
When DeAndre Swift went to the Lions, was that a trade or was he?
Or you mean when he went to the Bears?
Yeah.
No, he signed.
He just signed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he just signed. I think it was just a free agent.
I thought it was a free agent signing. Yeah, I don't think that
was. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, because, yeah, then they got Montgomery.
Don't act like trades have never happened within the division. Hell, you've traded draft picks with teams within the division. You mad at the Browns for letting us get Haloti Ngata for moving up one spot? You mad at them for that? Like, it's just, they can do whatever they want. And again, I understand it. If you have visions of winning this division, no, I'm not helping you get back into it. But if I'm getting something back from you that's going to help me now or in the future.
Because I don't know. I know I'm not going to win the division.
They know who they are.
Yeah. I don't care that I help the Bengals catch up with the Steelers. I'm not catching up with the Steelers. So I don't care.
Yeah.
Not this year. I don't know if they ever will. Yeah. Big baseball games last night. We'll talk MLB playoffs at 6:15. College football game. How much of college football you guys been watching this week?
I've watched.
Was it 40-something consecutive days of college football?
Yeah, and it's been a lot of Jacksonville State and Tulsa.
I didn't know Delaware had moved into the Football Bowl subdivision.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, so many teams. Hit him on TV yesterday. I'm like, last night, I'm like, well, I said it the other day, but
the
I'm like,
Blue Hens?
Is Michigan playing?
Wow.
Yeah. It's not Michigan.
Some of the conferences are still trying to stay alive with how they've been picked apart. The tops, you know, the Power Four feasted on everybody else, and
but it's almost like trading the division for Joe Flacco. Yeah. You get Delaware to keep your division alive.
As many schools as you can get in there.
That's who you chose, Delaware?
I don't know.
To Delaware, because I know a lot of Delaware graduates.
But to be fair, I think Delaware chose them. So I don't know. I don't know that it matters much. But yeah, it's
Debbie Hyatt.
You're getting weekday games.
Delaware girl.
Joe Flacco.
Rich Gannon, right? Didn't Rich Gannon
be
a Delaware guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You got any kind of excitement about tonight's game?
I do.
You do?
I mean, it's a divisional
Bengals,
game.
Bengals, Steelers?
Yeah, because, well, look, if you really believe the Ravens have a chance to get back into this, you're a Bengals fan tonight.
Yeah, you are.
So, and I think they're a live home dog. As bad as that defense has been, I still think the Steelers are frauds, man.
I think the Steelers are frauds. I just don't know whether the Bengals are the team that can prove their fraudulence.
Short week. I think so.
I hope so.
Mike Tomlin is 0-8 in Thursday Night Football on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Can't win with him.
On the road. He has not won a road game in Thursday Night Football, I believe. I think I heard that stat.
That's crazy that he's played in
eight. Yeah.
He's been around 18 years.
He's been Thursday Night Football since he's been in the division. I'm sure he's played years where it's more than one.
Yeah.
It's probably years where there were none. Yeah, but not very good on the road. But I get what you're saying, eight on the road.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not just eight games.
I guess since they went back and everybody plays in a primetime game, but like, does everybody play on Thursday Night Football? They try to do it, I think.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I thought it used to be that way.
Yeah, thought it was.
But it's
then I get the Thanksgiving game.
And then they add another one to the Thanksgiving day. And then now you have a Christmas day, and we're playing on Flag Day, and we're going to play on Columbus Day and Indigenous People Day. That's the same day. Like, it's just every day, football. Either you love it or you kind of like it.
Oh, you love it.
Everybody's watching.
Oh, it's I'm sorry, 0-8 in the division on the road, but still 2-9 on the road altogether.
Mm.
7-2 at home. Yeah. So 2-9 on the road in the division, 0-8.
Rough.
So he's not winning road divisional games. This will be his first if he does it tonight, right? Yeah. I think Steelers win tonight.
I like the Bengals.
I hope the Bengals win, but I think the Steelers win tonight. Big college football games as well. Can we talk a little bit of that before Ed is out of here? Since Ed is gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a little bit of that college football and see what he thinks about his Florida State Seminoles. Can they bounce back at 0-3 in the ACC?
Bounce back to do what?
Just start winning.
Make
the division. Yeah,
I think so.
Can they get a winning ACC record?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, they can. Will they get a winning record in the ACC? It's a better question. Yeah, no, they can because they have enough games left. So technically speaking, they can. But will they?
They're playing with Stanford, right?
Yeah, that's the ACC game. I know that's weird. Yeah. Stanford, Wake Forest, Clemson, Virginia Tech, NC State is what they have. They have five games left. So they'll have to go 4-1 to go 500 in the division, in the conference. I keep saying division, conference. They'll have to win them all to go.
Yeah.
Over 500.
Three losses. I say yes.
You say yes?
Yeah.
I mean, the ACC is pretty weak.
Yeah, and some of these teams, like Florida's not good. NC State, I don't know.
They haven't lost to a bad team yet.
Virginia turned out to be
pretty undefeated
good.
In the ACC. Yeah. Miami's undefeated in the ACC, undefeated overall. And Pitt is 2-1 in the ACC and 4-2 overall. So they don't have any bad losses. They just don't have any ACC wins at all. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 6:45. But on the other side, we're talking MLB playoffs. Last night, ALCS Game 3. And let's take a look at tonight's Game 4 of the NLCS. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. I should say Game 3 of the NLCS tonight, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kirk sends a fly ball the other way. Robles retreating to the track, to the wall. It's another home run. Opposite field blast for Alejandro Kirk and a dozen for the Jays on their fourth bomb of the night.
There you go. Big game. I don't know how many people stayed up to watch it after the Blue Jays just kind of went off and scored a ton of runs. The exact opposite of what I expected, though.
I said the complete opposite of what I expected.
Yeah.
Including the outcome.
I mean, there's just a ton of runs. So many home runs hitting last night's games as the offense went off. And then today, what, it's Max Scherzer and Luis Castillo, Rob.
Yeah, because Scherzer, he hadn't pitched since, September 20th, I believe. Been a long time, been almost a month for him.
He's gonna be amped up.
He's gonna be amped up, but you know,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter in this sport. You can be as amped up as you want to be. I don't know if I trust Max Scherzer tonight, but at the same time, I don't know if I trust Luis Castillo either. This is a weird game. I mean, this is what pitching in the playoffs has gotten. Actually, the 24th of September, last time he pitched against Boston.
I think
this is what baseball has gotten. You have Max Scherzer, not that Max Scherzer, this former Max Scherzer, forget about the name, versus Luis Castillo. In game four, when one team is trying not to go down 3-1, the other team is probably equally as desperate, Jeremy, not wanting to tie this series up at 2-2.
Because it goes 2-2, then you give the advantage right back to them going back home.
Yeah.
And then you flip up the rotation and they get their guys back.
You lose home field advantage.
Yeah, and I do trust Castillo tonight. I think he's actually going to pitch well. Like, look, the Blue Jays don't strike out a lot, and if Castillo gets in any trouble, I feel like they would pull him early. But I don't know. With all the righties in that lineup, I just feel like Kirby had a rough one last night. I feel like Castillo comes out and has a good game.
That's the most important game in any 7-game series, though. Because the way it's, you know, had they lost, now you're down 3-0.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to come back from that. Now, one victory now turns it around.
Game three of the NLCS. I know Glasnow is pitching, but has anybody heard who Milwaukee's throwing?
It's going to be Jacob Mizorowski in a bullpen game.
Okay.
So
that's where baseball is gone.
So Mizorowski, you know, he's a big time strikeout pitcher. His prop in Vegas is like 3.5 or 4, which leads you to believe he's not going to be in there long because his prop throughout the regular season was like 6.5, 7. And I know his numbers are down a little bit, but what I believe they do is that they either go opener or they go Mizorowski. I think they go opener with a lefty because it just seems like what they would do. Maybe you get a
lefty
Quintana.
To go up against Shohei, yeah.
Maybe you get a Quintana to pitch a couple innings and then Mizorowski comes in after him. But it is going to be a virtual bullpen.
What's Mizorowski hit on the gun consistently?
I mean, he's upper 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of wrinkles, though, too. I mean, that fastball.
Yeah, he's something.
It doesn't sit still.
Yeah.
Not at all. It explodes. He's a good pitcher. He's going to be a good young pitcher, but I just didn't think he should have been in the All-Star game. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that was a big thing at the time.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But again, where baseball is gone, one team is down 0-2, and they're going with an opener in game three. That's not unusual. That's just and that goes back to the conversation we had a couple of days ago with a listener who just couldn't understand what was going on in baseball. But we saw the Dodgers. They've gone the opposite with their starters.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Snell tore it up.
He went
game
eight,
one.
And the other guy went nine.
Yamamoto goes nine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've gone the opposite way, which proves, hey, listen, you know, we may have our bullpen ready, but if the starter is killing it, we trust them. It's all about trust. Man, you've had a lot of traffic on base today. It's the playoffs. We're getting you out of there. We're scared. You're escaping a lot. We don't want escape artists. You know, I mean, we want master artists. But it's been a good playoff so far. Home field at disadvantage. No home team has won a game yet in the LCSs.
No, that's home, right.
No.
Yes. I just thought that. Yes, that is weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
You've not seen. You've played all nine innings, but all games because the home team has gone in trailing. And every ninth inning, yeah. Which is odd.
It is odd.
To have something like that. I mean, remember when we went back to the World Series with the Nats and nobody won a home game?
Yep. Nats and Astros, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It might happen this way.
I guess we'll see. I mean, this is, like we said, this has been one of the best playoffs I think I've watched without, you know, our team being in it and having something to root
for. That's been exciting.
Yeah. It has been very. Yeah. Baseball has won. They've won. Yeah. They got to get these labor talks together. Yeah. For next December, because a work stoppage will kill this sport right now.
Oh, yeah,
it will kill it.
They're on a roll. Mm-hmm. They really are.
Let's go back before last night, Ed. The Mariners up 2-0 before last night.
Yeah,
the Dodgers up 2-0. Out of either one of those series, which do you think was going to have been a foregone conclusion that a 2-0 team would have won?
Mariners. Yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
I thought Dodgers.
I did too.
I thought Brewers would win the series until the Dodgers went up 2-0, and I thought that was more of a foregone conclusion.
Well, are you talking about after they went up 2-0 or at the beginning of the season?
After going up 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, because like you're talking about
before the series, I thought Brewers.
Yeah, well, when you're looking at both of them, I mean, the Mariners go back home and you still have Castillo and Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers go back home and they still have Glasnow and Shohei.
Right.
Shohei's going tomorrow.
Yeah.
They have four number ones now that they're healthy. Yamamoto, Snell, Shohei, and of course
Glasnow.
Like, so they have an edge, and then they go steal two at your place. And now you got to come back with virtually no starters. And what I'm saying, the bullpen games are fine, but it adds up.
Yeah.
And even if you win this series, you watch it blow up in the bullpen like what happened with the Indians and the Cubs.
Would you have thought differently, Jeremy, if the Dodgers went up 2-0 at home instead of on the road?
I mean, I'd have felt better because, you know, there is an advantage of being at home,
right.
the comfortability, the confidence you get there, the crowd. And again, getting the last at-bats, that's another advantage.
No, the ballpark.
Yeah, yeah, because the Brewers almost took advantage of that. Was it game one? They had a rally going in the ninth inning?
It was that game two.
Okay.
I think, because that's the one. Well, hold on. Which one did
the controversy over not getting hit in the knee? That was game one.
Yeah, it was game one.
Yeah.
So
I ain't getting hit in the knee. Y'all can say what you want. I'm not getting hit in the knee. I'm not, man.
Why are people mad at him? It's a natural reaction.
Was it 96 mile an hour fastball?
Yeah. I mean, I would have tried to warn that thing. I would have. But again, that's me saying it before it's coming
yes.
at me. Like being in the box and that happening, you're like, I ain't getting in the way of that damn thing.
I can't remember which batter got hit. I just happened to look up people hit by major league pitching. Woof. Even if it hits you in soft tissue, it looks like you're hit with, you know, you were shot with a bulletproof vest. So you still get that blunt force trauma.
Yeah.
That's what it is, actually.
You look like you're turning into Barney. It starts turning into all
horrible.
Shades of purple.
Yeah, I mean, it's just take a beating.
I took one in the manhood.
Really?
high school, my senior year. And the bad thing about it was I knew I was DHing that day, so I didn't wear a cup. And I squared for a suicide squeeze. This is the real reason, folks, why I hate bunting. I squared around. Coach Manny Warner gave me a suicide squeeze. I squared around. Ripien was the pitcher for Gilman. He had a good fastball for a high school kid. And maybe he read the bunt, and as I turned around and squared the bunt, he read it and he threw it at me. The runner's coming down, so I'm thinking, let me move the bat to try to get it even though it's getting to me.
Missed it by that much.
And it came, no, it came like, they called it a hit batsman, but I'm going to tell you to this day, the ball hit the bat. It came off the bat right there. My fall was like a tree. Seriously, it was like a freaking tree.
I told you I was catching, and I took one off the big toe, my right foot. It hit it on the fly. I just couldn't get the glove down quick. It exploded like a tomato.
Ooh.
It was just, I lost in toenail. It was like, oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, I never got hit in the
jewels.
In the jewels there, because the ball couldn't find it. It was so small, it couldn't find it. It kept looking. I'd get hit bruising everywhere except there. I guess I'm just fortunate to be tiny.
And you do know bruising is different for us, right? I've never turned.
So you just turned blue?
I never turned. No, I never discolored from a bruise.
You don't get any discoloration?
You don't get that yellow stuff?
I never. Maybe I never got hit hard enough, but I never changed colors from a bruise.
What about light-skinned people?
Light-skinned? Yeah, they probably do. They bruise up.
It's one of the funniest days when we had the twins in our house. My wife and I took in two kids. They're black, just so everybody knows, but we took
them
in.
You start the story off that way all the time.
Yeah, I have to.
My wife, we took in two kids. They're black.
I have to because we're going to talk about... We're going to talk... I don't think that's what I said. I wasn't singing that.
That's why I thought you said that.
These boys are. No, that's not what happened. The only reason I'm saying it is because she was like, do you guys wear suntan lotion? She didn't know what, like, do you?
Some block.
Yeah.
Not tan.
Well, you got what I'm saying.
Yeah. No. I thought if she said suntan, I wear sunblock.
Yeah.
Jim Palmer and I had this long conversation because he is not as.
Is he a white?
A fan of sunblock as I am.
Yeah.
And I'm using the heavy stuff, man. Like, you use that stuff?
I am now.
I'm like, yeah, I do. And I put it all I put it on my head, especially.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, you know for those reasons. Yeah, we do use sunblock. The smart ones do. Shovels at 6:45. But on the other side, report from Jeff Passan claims the O's are interested in Albert Pujols as their next manager. I don't get it. Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan. Shovels at 6:45. Joe, can I ask, who is this? I like the vibe.
Krongbin.
Krongbin?
Krong. KHRUANGBIN.
I like that. I do like that.
What does he say?
They're from Houston.
Are they? I like that vibe, man, especially.
They're from Puerto Rico or something.
They're not.
Huh.
They're a black guy and two white people from Houston.
Really? I was wondering about Latino. I like this.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice little vibe to this.
It's the opposite of the black eyed peas.
Yes.
You call them lava beans?
We're lentil. We're from Houston.
Jeff Passan is reporting that the O's are interested in Albert Pujols as their next manager. Now, I'll support anything that they do because, well, to be quite honest with you, they're smarter than me when it comes to things like this. But I don't have to understand it. And that's the one I don't understand.
I'm with you. Did you send that last night? Somebody sent that.
Maybe
Pujols.
Me.
I don't know.
It was me.
Joe. I looked at it. I was like, huh? Really?
Well, he wants to be a manager and like.
Fine. I do too.
Yeah, it's fine.
They ain't firing me.
Yeah.
I won't be a manager too.
But you'd be okay with Flaherty, but not with Pujols?
No.
Okay. I didn't. We
no.
Didn't
see, my thing is this.
You want a veteran.
If you're going to hire a newbie, then why not stick to Mancino? If you're going to hire a new guy, why would you hire. What has Albert Pujols done? Has he been on anybody's coaching staff?
He's been with the Angels for a while. Like,
okay.
I mean, he was kind of like a player coach as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like what they were using him for at the end.
He won a championship with the Dominican team last winter.
Well, if we count that as experience, Marcelino has minor league experience too. So yeah. I'm not as a manager.
I think he's coaching their World Baseball Classic team.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Luis Rojas. They're interviewing a lot of Dominican managers.
I mean,
brought up the other day. It makes sense. The new facility down there, the tie-in that you're trying to get more international players.
Yeah. Again, I'll support whatever they do because they know more than I do when it comes to this. But doesn't stop me from scratching my head on Pujols.
Well, I thought Pujols was definitely going to get the opportunity with the Angels, and I thought Flaherty was going to get a look with the Padres, and all that may happen. But the fact remains, like, I trust them in whatever they're going to do. When I saw Pujols' name linked to the Orioles, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Because I know he wanted to manage, and he had been a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows if he'd be great or not. I have no idea.
Just surprised me, that's
he's
all.
A baseball lifer.
I'm not predicting his success or failure and saying, you know, make me scratch my head. Because I don't, when they've never done it before, you don't know. What I'm saying is, that got me. Like, whoa, okay, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
As that was just, where'd that come from? 410-583-1057 is the number. How do you feel about it, Jeremy? We know Ed just said he was shocked as well. Oh, you said you were surprised.
I was surprised when I saw the name linked to the Orioles just because, I mean, we all kind of had an idea of where we thought they were going to go.
Right.
It just sort of came out of left field.
Yeah.
Because you heard of the name.
He's a first baseman.
He came out of
I knew as soon as the words left my mouth, I was waiting.
Thank you. Thank you for being there with me. I'm like, this one's corny, but I'm going with it.
Well, Ed could have countered by saying, well, no, he
did play outfield.
Played outfield first when they had Big Mac. Mark McGuire.
St. Louis.
As you were saying, sir.
I'm just saying, I heard there were other names floated, you know, and I've never heard his, and it just said, oh, okay.
And that's kind of where I am. I have no issue if he ends up being the guy because I feel like they've done, I feel like we use this too much, they've done their due diligence looking at everybody. But again, I want something to happen sooner than later.
What do
you
think about what Mancelino's done?
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to hire a new guy, why not him? He's proven to be. I mean, he turned his. To say he won a game. Well, he only won a game over 500. Where did he start? He won a game over 500 during this time, but based on what he inherited.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, I set him up for a question one day. I asked, you know, has this thing, you know, how good has it been now that you've gotten healthy? Like, did we get healthy? And I was hoping he'd go that way because they haven't been healthy. Yeah. They didn't get healthy. Yeah. They never had everybody. And he was able to go
a
game
a little healthier.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. There's a reason. I'm hoping if he's not the manager, whoever gets hired, there are three coaches that I want them to keep. They have to keep. Got to keep Mancelino. Got to keep Anthony Sanders. Got to keep Frenchie.
Got to keep Freddie Gonzalez. Oh.
I don't think they're keeping Mancelino.
I don't think so either because he was the manager, and he wants to be the manager. That's rough.
That is tough. You could take a step back and watch him
like
as manager.
You get put in a situation that most people wouldn't want to be in, and you do a really good job with it, right? He did, but we all can say that, all things considered.
Yeah.
And then they can say they're giving him a look, but you have to look at it from Mike Elias' standpoint. The next guy he's picking is probably going to be tied to him and his job.
Well, not just that. Let me give you another thing, too. Their players on the team that express their support for Mancelino. If you go somewhere else and you have a little hiccup, Ed, what do those guys that support Mancelino now think? They're going to be looking at Mancelino like, told you should have been a guy.
Yeah.
And then you have division.
Yeah.
So for that reason, you could probably keep Sanders because Sanders is not going out for the manager. And I also think you got to keep Drew French. You got to keep French, man. What he did with the pitching staff. I mean,
were you told there's a couple of players that spoke up for him?
Yeah. Unnamed players.
Yeah. But you know.
You know. Yo.
No, I do.
I never heard
I said him. Unnamed to let you know. I ain't naming them. I didn't want you to name anybody. 410-583-1057. Jay-Z said, let's keep that between you and me. What's trending? NFL Thursday Night Football preview. It's Flacco versus Rodgers in the Icy Hot Bowl. I just think that's funny. I just what they call that right now. But on the other side, Ed North, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah. I am giving one out to someone I encountered at 5 o'clock this morning.
Mm.
You asshat.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Time to give out shovels, Ed Norris. Who gets your shovel this morning?
Just an impatient ass clown. I don't understand people. Honestly, it just behind when they get inside vehicles, particularly, it's like it's the mechanical version of beer muscles. I don't understand why people get so freaking aggressive. I just, you know, I got over to Dunkin' Donuts a couple minutes after five this morning when they opened, got my coffee and stuff. I pull out a lot and I, you know, I make a left on the falls. And there's a car, I see, you know. That passed the light. He's down a ways, you know, 200 yards away. He speeds up, unless he was going that fast, but he speeds up and rides my bumper for the next. I'm like, at first I thought it was Jeremy, because we'll come, once we run into each other, I'll do it to him. He does it to me. We'll just, you know, tailgate each other, flash the brights and all that.
Are we still talking about driving?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. All right. I hope so.
But anyway, this guy's like, ride my bumper. And I'm like, so now I'm like, I realize it's not him. It's like, so I slow down, and I didn't even get mad. I'm like, I'm talking to him, I go, what are you so angry at? It's 5:08 in the morning. What happened so far? Why are you so angry?
O'clock.
Like, God, are you willing to risk your bodily injury, destroy your car? Like, what's wrong? What is wrong with people when they drive? It's like, it's people who would never say boo to you. Like that schmuck in Florida I told you about. There's a red arrow. He laid on the horn. I'm not joking. This was like minutes. Like he must lay that horn for 30 seconds at one time, then did it again. And I'm like, and she had a, Celeste pulled me by the arm. I was getting out of the car because it was so outrageous. I'm like, it's against the law. You can't turn it a red arrow. That's why it's there. Otherwise, it'd be a red ball, you schmuck. Like it's against the law. And anyway, she stops me. She goes, hey, relax. And I'm like, and then we turn, and the guy pulls up beside us and gives me the finger. And then I wanted to get out of the car at like 45 miles an hour because I'm so mad. But anyway, that's it. There's people who cannot control.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, I'll give it to the person that stopped at the light down here. I have one.
Did you?
I don't know.
These traffic ones are every day.
So the other day, so this is twice this week, One day I'm driving down, somebody pulls out of the gym, doesn't even look to the right, just pulls out. Yeah. Just drives out, and I slam on my like my brakes and hit the horn, nothing. Just an older woman, two hands on the wheel, looking like Mr. Magoo up there.
Yeah.
And
Death Grip 2000.
And it's like, all right, I can't be madder. Then I pull up and I'm one of these... These guys with the mini buses or whatever the hell they are for the MTA.
Oh, they have the Maryland Patrol. Oh,
yeah.
The guy stops down here in the right-hand lane. It's on his phone. On his phone the entire time while the light's red. And I'm like, where is he? He's not turning. Then he makes a left-hand turn in the right-hand lane.
Was that this morning?
No, this was like he does guy it all it the
this
time.
Morning. He did this morning right here.
He does it all the time. And if you're listening, you're driving like an a-hole, douchebag. Sorry.
Both. A-hole and douchebag.
Yes.
Wow.
My shovel goes to the critics of Travis Kelce's choices. Listen, Travis Kelce, we know he's engaged now to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, right? Yeah, Swift. He used to date the beautiful Kayla Nicole. Kayla Nicole is drop-dead gorgeous with a body that won't quit. Absolutely stunning. And there are people now having side by side, well, they've been doing it.
They're just doing it on television.
Side by sides of Kayla Nicole and Taylor Swift to basically ask him, what is he doing? You got this lady over here who's beautiful. She's shaped like an S. And then you have Taylor Swift. And they're basically criticizing him for his life's choices. I would ask, this was the part where I was going to ask, how lifeless are you? But that's not fair because there are people right now who are driving with their spouse or a friend who listen to sports talk radio is probably asking them how lifeless are they for listening to sports talk radio. So to each his own. If that's your form of entertainment, that's your form of entertainment. What I cannot understand is how do you criticize someone for their life's choices? His life's choices is not taking drugs. His life's choices is not DUI. His life's choices is who he loves. You love who you love.
Yeah.
Why are you having this side by side with these two women?
How shallow are
and
you?
And who are you? Yes, that you don't know. You don't know what his life was with Kayla Nicole.
You know what she's like.
Exactly.
One of them like his people. Maybe I don't know what he's like.
Maybe here's the thing. Maybe he's happier.
Yeah, obviously he is.
Maybe here's the thing. Maybe he likes the life that goes along with Taylor Swift.
Maybe they just have a better chemistry.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you honestly having a side-by-side of these two women and trying to determine who he should be with over based on who you think looks better?
You know, it's funny you bring this up because I saw that. They just did it on the middle screen. About 10 minutes ago, yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
This is my shovel from yesterday. I mean,
oh, no.
I was going to get this shovel yesterday. I asked Jeremy, I said, what's her name again?
They had pictures of him with both of them. Right? His arm around both of them, side-by-side.
Okay.
And so I assume that obviously they're talking about it. And then Taylor Swift came out in a green dress on the runway. And I'm like, oh, I could say to myself, I was thinking, it must be great to be, it must be exhausting, though, to have to be scrutinized every moment of every freaking day, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wrote a song about how big his penis is. So it all works out in the end.
But it's like, it's got to be exhausting. And it's like, and it's funny.
Maybe that's why she's there.
As famous and as rich as they are, sometimes they're treated poorly because they just objectified both of them. Just one you think is more physically attractive than the other. Who the hell are you?
Well, Kayla Nicole, she's drop dead gorgeous. She is. I get it. I've but I don't her. Know what kind of it is with her, though.
It took me back to that movie, like Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
Where he says to his friend after he gets the code, Shallow Hal wants a gal or whatever, and that's supposed to correct him to where he stops seeing ugly women or seeing women from the inside instead of the outside of how they look. And he goes, I was happy. Why would you do that? Like, if someone's happy with who they're with, what does it matter to
exactly.
you?
Yes. Why does it matter? Why does it matter to you?
Stop telling my wife she's better than me.
Well, come on. Yeah. She knows it.
All right.
But she's happy.
Is she?
I mean, some people like, it's like the people who like to rescue animals.
Well, think about it. She's a nurse.
Yeah. You know,
she gets to nurture the sick and injured.
She's always on duty.
I think it's because she likes my Ed Gein voice. Actually, she hates it. I have not stopped doing that for the past two or
three
days.
What voice?
Ed Gein, hey, you guys want to come in here? Gosh golly, I wouldn't kill anybody. I don't know what you guys are saying over there. It's the creepiest damn thing in that stupid ass series.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore who has a shovel. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good, man.
Man, we kind of, except for Rob, it seemed like a traffic thing this morning. My shovel is to these scooter riders.
Scooter.
man, I'm at a light and it changes, and I see coming from my right a guy on a scooter, and he's flying through the intersection. I said, I know he's going to stop. No, he doesn't stop, and I have to brake going through the green light. I mean, it's just another hazard out here, man. The people on the streets and that you got to avoid and all that. And now these scooters, man, it's just another headache for drivers, man.
Man, Mike, why you calling it here whining? Nobody want to hear all this, man. Call people he's right, whining. No, I'm just joking with you, Mike. Yeah, I said, big problem downtown. Well, it was like that when during the baseball season. Yes.
And now I just saw a kid do the same thing. Falls in Northern a couple of days ago during the day. But he just totally blew through a light and went around cars. I'm like, dude, you want to see my pictures? It's like you're really playing with fire, man.
Yeah, you are. Like he said, it's just another hazard in Baltimore. 410-583-1057. Commissions Baltimore at 745. But on the other side, at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, did we overrate the Baltimore Ravens headed into the season, or do we have a lot of talented guys underachieving? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.